Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, You Can Just Do Things. The Power of Permissionless Action by Jay Yang is a practical nonfiction book about creating opportunities without waiting for formal approval, perfect timing, or conventional credentials. Its central subject is permissionless action, a high agency approach in which a person identifies a valuable problem, prepares useful work in advance, and presents that work in a way that makes cooperation easier for others. The book is positioned within the self-development, entrepreneurship, creator economy, and early career strategy categories, but its emphasis is narrower than general motivation. Yang focuses on the mechanics of initiative researching before asking, producing tangible assets before seeking access, and using small actions to weaken the belief that progress depends on external validation, drawing on his public career examples, including cold outreach that led to roles with Beehive and Noah Kagan. The book argues that opportunity is often created through visible usefulness rather than granted through status alone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Doing the work up front turns requests into evidence of value. A central principle of the book is that opportunity seeking becomes more persuasive when the seeker has already done meaningful work. Instead of asking for a meeting, a referral, or a chance in vague terms, Yang emphasizes arriving with research, a proposal, an audit, a draft asset, or a concrete plan. This changes the social and practical dynamics of an ask. The other person no longer has to imagine whether the requester is serious, competent, or aligned with the problem. They can evaluate the work directly. This is why the book treats preparation as more than diligence. It is a form of proof. In the examples associated with Yang, cold outreach worked because it was paired with specific ideas and usable materials, not because the message was merely bold. The lesson is especially relevant for people without traditional credentials. Since a thoughtful artifact can partially substitute for reputation, the risk is that preparation can become excessive and delay action, but the book frames the ideal as useful pre-work, not perfectionism. Secondly, high agency is measured by outputs rather than visible effort. Yang distinguishes between activity that feels productive and activity that creates evidence, leverage, or results. In this framework, low agency behavior often centers on inputs, hours spent, courses completed, notes taken, or plans discussed. High agency behavior centers on outputs, shipped work, solved problems, published ideas, improved systems, or proposals that can be evaluated by others. The distinction matters because many people use preparation rituals to avoid exposure to feedback. Permissionless action compresses that loop by forcing a person to put something into the world sooner. This does not mean ignoring learning or planning. It means making learning accountable to a visible result. The idea also reframes career development. A person does not need to wait until a manager assigns responsibility before demonstrating the ability to handle it. By producing something useful, they create a basis for trust. The book, therefore, presents agency as operational rather than purely psychological. It is not just confidence or ambition, but a pattern of converting intention into artifacts that other people can inspect, use, or respond to. Thirdly, small bold moves reprogram limiting beliefs through feedback. The book treats limiting beliefs as practical constraints that are weakened through experience rather than slogans. Many people assume that they are too young, too unknown, too inexperienced, or too late to act. Yang argues that these assumptions persist because they are rarely tested. Permissionless action offers a low-cost way to test them through small but meaningful moves, sending a specific proposal, publishing a useful analysis, building a prototype, or offering help around a real problem. Each action produces feedback. Even rejection can clarify what was missing, while a positive response expands the person's sense of what is possible. This is important because the book does not depend on a single dramatic breakthrough. It describes compounding momentum, where repeated attempts create skill, confidence, relationships, and a public record of initiative. The emphasis on small wins makes the philosophy more practical than a simple call to be fearless. Fear is not eliminated first. It is reduced by accumulating evidence that action is survivable and occasionally rewarded. Fourthly, empathy makes permissionless action less intrusive and more useful. One of the more distinctive elements of Yang's approach is the claim that empathy is central to effective initiative. Permissionless action can sound like simply pushing forward, but the book frames it as reducing friction for the person whose attention or cooperation is being sought. That requires understanding their priorities, constraints, audience, business model, and likely pain points. A cold email that demonstrates this understanding is different from a generic request because it respects the recipient's time and offers a clearer path to value. This emphasis keeps the concept from becoming mere hustle. The point is not to demand access or bypass all norms, but to make a thoughtful contribution before asking for anything substantial. In practical terms, empathy shapes the choice of problem, the format of the proposal, and the ease with which the recipient can say yes. The limitation is that unsolicited help can still miss the mark, especially when the outsider misunderstands context. The book's answer is to make the work specific, humble, and easy to evaluate. Lastly, modern tools lower the cost of creating before being chosen. The book's argument is closely tied to the current environment, where software, online platforms, and artificial intelligence tools reduce the cost of producing credible work. A person can research a company, draft a landing page, analyze a content funnel, build a simple prototype, publish a newsletter, or create a portfolio without institutional permission. This makes permissionless action more accessible than in eras when distribution, technical skill, and gatekeeping were stronger barriers. Yan's message is not that tools guarantee results, but that they weaken common excuses for inaction. If creation is cheaper, the advantage shifts toward people who can notice problems, learn quickly, and ship useful outputs. This also changes hiring and collaboration signals. Instead of relying only on resumes or credentials, people can demonstrate fit through visible work. The book fits the creator economy because it treats public output as both learning mechanism and opportunity engine. Its caution is implicit. Easier creation increases noise, so usefulness, clarity, and relevance matter more than simply producing more. In conclusion, You Can Just Do Things is best suited for students, early career professionals, creators, marketers, aspiring entrepreneurs, and anyone who feels blocked by the belief that permission must come before action. Its practical benefit is a clearer method for turning ambition into evidence, identify a real problem, do useful work before asking, make the next step easy for others, and treat feedback as information rather than final judgment. Its intellectual benefit is a reframing of agency. Young does not present opportunity as purely a matter of confidence, networking, or luck. He presents it as something partially manufactured through visible usefulness and repeated initiative. Compared with many self-help and career books, it stands out because its core tactic is concrete. It is less about affirmations, productivity systems, or broad entrepreneurial inspiration, and more about the specific behavior of creating value before being formally invited. The book may feel familiar to readers already steeped in high agency or creator economy ideas, but its strength is accessibility and immediacy. It gives a practical vocabulary for a behavior that many successful people use: informally stop waiting for selection, build proof, and let the work open the conversation. If you would like to support Jay Young, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.